The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. I am already chipper this morning because Linda's back. Linda's back. Linda's back.
Good morning. Hey. Good morning. Oh, yeah. See, I've been gone for so long, Jared forgot to turn my microphone on. It's like, you're not even here.
Good morning, Jared.
It was on.
No, you're okay.
Okay. Good morning, Jared. Oh.
Good morning.
We're just playing with you, buddy. You know what? What's fun being a producer around here if we can't play with you and pick on you a little bit?
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. It is the 14th of September. It's now 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Gas. Not even close. Yeah, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hill. We've just got, like, who are all these people walking through here?
I don't know. It
here?
Feels like a storm's come through.
2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Enhanced walk-in humidor, great customer service. I'm just giddy because you're back.
I'm happy to be back. I want to do a shout-out to Dr. Waits, you know, our friends Mark and Dr. Pierce, who was one of the co-founders of Hilltop Medical. And Hilltop Medical West, they have a doctor that I went to go see, Dr. Waits, who is an OB and retired, and now he's working a couple days at Hilltop. And I just really feel like I got good care. I just have to say that. And, you know, you think it's a cold, and then boom, it's just like a wrecking ball. So anyway, it's amazing what prednisone and the guns, the big guns that come in. So it actually helps me to be here today, and I'm so grateful. Currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios.
I thought my transfusions of blood helped because I am extremely healthy.
Our prediction for the weather, not our prediction, but the National Weather Service says that it's going to be our 82 today will be our highs. Of course, here I go again. This is probably the seventh week now of looking at the forecast through Tuesday, and it says widespread haze. At some point, but it does say Saturday, haze, then sunny, which is great, and then haze, then sunny today. So our lows will be 53, tomorrow's 81, Sunday's 82, Monday's 85, and Tuesday's 87. So we kind of come down to a cooler weekend, of course, and then we go back up. Now, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And, of course, we love our Friday morning because that means Amy's here with our pet of the week. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
From Haven Humane.
You know, this dog, this is a cool dog, and I'll tell you why. I come walking in, I've got coffee in one hand, I've got my computer in the other. I'm not looking down. I'm looking kind of forward. And I kick the dog. And he's
accidentally.
And he's like, what, 40 pounds, 50
pounds? Yeah,
he's
actually not that big.
He's not that big, and he's a pity mix. And when I kicked, the only thing that happened was, whoa, did I get in your way? I'm sorry. You know, I'm a little condescending of him. But so I put my gear down and went back over there. And, oh, we just became best of friends, licking my hand.
He
just leaned up against me.
Oh,
gosh, is this a nice little dog.
He's so nice. He's so well behaved. He's just perfect in my eyes. It's my dog boyfriend, everybody.
What's
my dog boyfriend.
What's your boyfriend's name?
This is Bear.
Bear. He's got a boyfriend named Bear.
He's one of my favorites. And I know we all get attached to one or two. I mean, we get attached to a lot of them.
You've brought in some really cute.
Yeah. But Bear here is like the total package is what I like to say. He does good with kids, cats, other dogs. Like,
isn't that a professional wrestler?
Yeah.
The total package.
He's a really, really good boy. He's good on a leash. Loads right up into a car. He loves the crate. He doesn't mind being in a crate. He also doesn't bark. He doesn't make a noise in the shelter. Doesn't make a noise out. Like, I've never heard him bark. So he's.
No, come on, he must bark.
I mean, he probably does, but in the shelters, normally when you see dogs that bark, that wouldn't at home, but he doesn't bark there either, so.
So do you guys do trade-ins?
Yeah. I wish. I got two. I trade in right now for bear. No.
Trade in. That's cute. Okay. I'd like to get a newer model, but this one has still got plenty of miles on it and it can do. And it's ready for an older couple.
Well, let's talk about his colorings. He's got dark. He's got dark fur with a white snout and little white paws.
He's got socks on.
He's looking at me right now. He knows I'm talking about him. He's a smart dog. This is a smart dog and a sweet dog. So
he may not even be pitied.
He's ready to go right now. I love that. You know, I mean, I'm telling you, I was thinking about it the other day, like what it is when you have a puppy and the work it takes when you have a puppy and the exhaustion of a puppy. That takes complete focus on your energy.
It's like having a baby in your house.
Had a potty train, a blah, blah, blah. So, if you're looking for a great companion, it's going to be good around your grandkids, around the neighbors. Like you said, he's been tested to be with other dogs, cats. He's the whole works. So
he actually came into the shelter a while ago with a group of dogs. So they came in together, and there was three other dogs. There's four of them total. And they were all that way. They were all, like, had very well been socialized in their life. They all were good with cats. They all were good with each other. They were good with other dogs as well. Like, they were all really well leash trained. They all, like, someone had spent a lot of time with them. And
obviously,
then
they lost their home or something.
Something.
Wow. You know, I just went over to the bear, and he comes right over to you, and I'm petting him. He's looking at you with all this affection in his eyes, and he licks my face. I mean, I never, ever, ever lean over to a dog I don't know.
Yeah.
Shouldn't do that.
You but shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't do that. And I'm petting him. He just reached up and
he just licks you.
He just gave me he goes, good morning.
Yep. And he gets, if you're sitting there petting him and you stop, he'll do the nudge.
He'll do the nudge.
I'm not done yet.
Yeah.
hey, you moved your hand, lady.
This is a good dog. So
it's a really good dog.
So are you saying that it could be any age group or because he's a little bit bigger?
I think he's rated for a home with five and up, but he's been around small children and has been fine with them. So I don't foresee any kind of issue.
He's about three.
Yeah.
So we've got some years on him.
Yeah.
That's right.
But he's already potty trained and he's already, knows how to get in the kennel. And
still got the mileage. Ready to go home. He's got all of his inoculations on. So was there any specials on him?
Not for him at the moment, but tomorrow is our last day of our cat specials. So our passport to adoption, we do a couple times a year because of the car fire. We kind of had to put it off until a little bit later. We normally do them in the summertime. But all cats in the shelter are only $10 to adopt. So, and we have a lot of really amazing cats today, like right now. We have a lot of nice adult cats too. We have kittens. We, 'tis the season, but we also have a lot of really nice adult cats. So, think about adopting an older one.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting like a cat lady starter kit.
There you go.
And giving it to somebody I know.
If I could, I would.
Just bring a six pack.
I haven't had any fosters in a while, and I'm like itching. A baby thing. I need more babies in my life. So.
Oh, I love it.
I'm sure my husband's not listening, so that's good news. He doesn't need to know about it.
That's why you're so special at what you do. All right. So thank you so much, Amy from Haven Humane. And, of course, we have Bear up for an adoption, and we love having you on our Friday Pet of the Week.
If I didn't have Elk Killer, I would think really seriously about Bear.
Yeah. He's a sweet dog.
We say that
half of the time they come through here.
Like, can you see this? Yeah, I can see
it. Yeah, well, one of these days, you're just going to have to pull the trigger.
And what is it? Would you say he's about 50 pounds?
Yeah, about 50. Yeah. He's on the petite side, definitely.
Yeah, so he could actually go in maybe the small side of the doggy park.
Yeah.
Always think about that.
Oh.
He's a good...
He's that tweener.
Yeah, he's a tweener.
He's a tweener.
He's not small, but he's not large either.
But if he's really nice with the other dogs, nobody would mind, because you have other dogs about his size.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets surrounded by 15 little white...
He does. I'm looking at him.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. Have a good weekend, guys.
You bet. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business over 25 years. Veteran-owned business. This is who comes out and works on our HVAC systems. Not that they need to do a lot, because once they've got them going, they are there. Now, I'm watching Bear. He is so excited. He goes, I'm ready. I'm ready to go to the next place. I'm a star. And the door's open.
He is really good on a leash. Yeah. There's no pulling on that dog.
No. Hey, Alliance Heating and Air, there's no pulling on them either. If you want some help, they are there. You don't
have
to call them.
Except for they'll pull your filters, which they did for us. And by the way, not to interrupt you, Carl, they are recommending for you to replace your filters every month.
during this fire season like this. Yeah, I understand. And it's because of these microns that get into the get into your filters, get into your air ducts. And we're going to have a gent on his business is cleaning air ducts. He's going to talk about the stuff that's in those air ducts and how you can get them clean and why you should get them clean. But Alliance Heating and Air is the one you want to come out and take care of all your systems there. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. It's exactly 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 14th of September 2018, going up to 82 degrees today, and our air quality index is that right? 311. 55 yesterday at this time.
It's better than 700.
Better than 700, but you know what? 311 is just not good for you. So be careful out there. Get a mask if you have to be outside. We'll be right back.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I feel love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you.
Winners. As summer ends and fall is in the air, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Fall of Surprises. Swipe to win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or a 2019 Can-Am Outlander Quad. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings to play the Plinko board for free slot play Sundays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Can-Am Outlander Quad. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Whether you're into hunting, mudding, or adventure, maximize everyday adventure with the most accessible ATV out there. Head down to Wind River and play our Fall of Surprises promotion, where you could win a Can-Am Outlander Quad from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Two winners. Final drawing Sunday, September 30th. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Redding community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding, home of wonderful cars and SUVs at great prices. All new Kias come with a world-famous 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exciting cars, performance cars, and sport utility vehicles that are built to last. We know this to be true. We own Kias, and we love them. Take a test drive in a new 2018 Kia Optima, 2018 Kia Niro, 2018 Kia Rio, 2018 Kia Soul, or a 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento. Sorrento. Make a great deal and drive home happy. And if you're looking for affordable financing, Redding Kia is confident their wide-ranging resources and commitment to integrity will satisfy your needs and make you a customer for life. Redding Kia will do everything necessary to make your car buying experience the best you've ever had. So visit RedingKia.com, then come into Northern California's Kia headquarters. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue in Redding, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, RedingKia.com.
Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. We're on the run today. 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here in the studios on the 14th of September, 2018. It's 52 degrees right now. It's going up to 82 today. It's going to be a wonderful week down in the 80s. We won't be seeing the 90s very much. Air quality index, however, is 311. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. The only place I go to buy firearms. They have it all. Plus, veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Well, we're very excited this morning. We have a really neat event that's coming up on September 22nd. With us this morning is Joni Magini. Is that right?
Correct.
All right, from DLB Ranch.
Magini.
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 Yeah. And Isaac Magini, thank you. And Denise Dirk, who is the author and the writer of the play that we're about ready to talk about, and the benefit we're about ready to talk about. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. And I remember last year, Denise, we had you on, and you've written this play. And tell us a little bit about the synopsis.
April of 45 is about the end of World War II. It follows two soldiers who are best friends. And it details their struggle to survive at the end of World War II, looking at the war from the viewpoint of the soldiers, the families and friends that they have left behind, and the German civilians.
All right. So you've just two young, are these the actors of the play?
Well, I tell you what, why don't you just sit there and y'all just cycle
us,
through over there.
One of our leads, who is John Bohatch.
Good morning,
and
John.
And we also have one of our female leads, Kat Smith.
Good morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Kat. Get in there and say hi, Kat.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. All right. So,
John, what do you do? What are you playing?
My part in the play is I'm Carl Fisher, and also beyond that, beyond the show, is also I buy the costumes. I make sure the uniforms are correct. Because when we first started the play, Denise came up to me and said, John, we got to make this look authentic. It's not going to be go to your thrift store and buy pants and jackets and call it good. We actually went on the sites that were used by movies to buy the boots, to buy the jackets. And right now I'm wearing the boots themselves and trying to break them in because they're going to be hard to walk on stage. And so they're trying to make it 100% authentic as possible. So when we go on stage, it looks like it's some like Hollywood blockbuster movie.
That's great. That's wonderful. No, it's important, the details, and especially for veterans, because I know that many times, Carl, I will say this, we're watching a movie, said those medals are all wrong. And I think shame on the costume person who knows that medals do have a place. And anyway, so congratulations on that. Details are devils in the details, but, you know, the devil can be a good times with the details. So, Kat, what do you play?
I play Lynette Fisher. I'm his wife. In
so
the show.
In real life, I'm his sister. No.
We used to look alike, but I dyed my hair, so not anymore.
I'm just kidding. What's going on between the husband and wife with this thing?
Well, she's just having to live in America with him a COA, and that's, of course, scary for anyone, and it's even worse because he's fighting a war. And she tries to not think about it, and she tries to just focus on the future, which I'm sure a lot of the people did in America during World War II.
Have you, did you study parts of this going back into, you know, World War II and perhaps the women that were left behind before you did this role?
Yeah, I talked to my grandma, and her father left for World War II, and I asked, like, what it was like for her mom and stuff like that, and what it was like for her, and she would write letters to her dad, and she would, like, put lipstick on and kiss them. Like, she'd steal her mom's lipstick and kiss the letters to send to him. And I thought that was really sweet. And I thought, like, maybe that was something Lynette would do just because that's sweet, you know?
That's so sweet. And the letters were so important still are, but a lot of people don't do letters anymore. But just to have those letters, I still have letters that Carl wrote to me when he was in Iraq.
She used to put lipstick on her.
Yeah,
letter.
I did. Sorry. It's true. I was taped a false eyelash in there one time, too.
I shot
the other one up there in the studio.
Yeah. I shot it. I thought, didn't know what it was. It ran across my desk. I'm sorry. Okay, now, all this is for to raise funds for our friends over at DLB Ranch.
Yes, that's correct. DLB Ranch does equine-assisted therapy and learning. One of our largest groups is with veterans, especially veterans suffering from PTSD. Horses are tremendous healers. And what we do is work with a completely on-the-ground type program, and we have specific exercises that help the veterans get relief from their PTSD, which usually exhibits itself as hypersensitivity, hypervigilance. They're so busy looking around and making sure they're not going to get harmed by something that the ability to be able to be introspective and look at how to fit back into a non-war zone can sometimes be very, very difficult. The horses and the exercises that we use with the horses help them to have relief from duty because they realize when they make that connection, the horse has got their back. They don't need to worry about hypervigilance. The horse will always let them know what's going on. And it just, the connection process, the warmness, the ability to have a 1,200-pound animal walk with you at liberty through an obstacle course is such a boost to self-esteem and confidence. And I love when I see that connection be made. We also work with, I've been working recently with a lot of car fire victims who have lost everything. And we were at the, LAC for several days, and I comprised a huge list. And these people have been coming down, and we've been working with them to help reduce some of the anxiety and stress, not just of the loss, but also because now they're having to go through insurance companies and permit processes and rebuilding, and it's highly stressful. So, again, the horses reduce and help with that anxiety. And we do all of this pro bono. So this is our big, huge fundraiser so we can keep our programs going. We also work monthly now. Last year we were down there weekly with the kids at Rancho Tehama after their incident down in November. Mm-hmm. We took horses down there every week to help those kids. We work with the Extension High Schools, the local Extension High Schools, the youth at risk. We work with One Safe Place, families in trauma. So we do a lot of work with a lot of different areas. And Denise was great enough. We came together, and this seemed like a really good match to really boost our veteran program.
So September 22nd is the performance. That's the fundraiser.
That is correct.
Okay, so where, what time?
The doors open at 5:30. It's at the beautiful 1,100-seat David Marr Theater, UPREP Theater, mm-hmm. on Eureka Way in Reading. And an added bonus that we haven't even mentioned yet is the fact that we have an extensive silent auction that's going on with a lot of fabulous prizes that you can bid on. We have a spa package. We have 3 stallion breedings.
Wow.
3 stallion owners were generous to donate breedings to their stallions. We have
oil paintings. We have jewelry. We have several different types of gift baskets, everything from Valley Ace hardware tools to hair and beauty kits. It's just been a wonderful cornucopia of
That's
gifts
great.
That we have available.
We even have a man's survival basket, so I can't wait to see who buys that. That
yeah.
will be fun.
So is going to be, it'll be on September the 22nd.
What time?
A week from this weekend.
And tickets are?
Tickets are $20. Like I said, the show actually begins at 7 p.m., but the doors open at 5:30, so you can come in, check out all the things that you can bid on, and let the competition begin for who gets all the items.
So this is going to be at the David Marr Theater up there where UPREP is.
Yes.
Okay,
the
right
beautiful
there on the hill.
David
it's
Marr Theater.
It's a beautiful theater. It's going to be one night.
One night only.
And it's going to start at 7 p.m. All the proceeds will be going to our friends over at DLB Ranch, which is an equine therapy
healing center
for not only just veterans with PTSD and other types of perhaps injuries, but now so many other people that have been affected by the Carr fire and the Delta fire and the Hearst fire. I can just keep going on. And then probably they're also going to be flying in people from Carolina from the hurricane.
Well,
they're going to be washed up to our shores here.
A lot of trauma around us. So this is a beautiful thing that you're doing where you can help to move forward some positive energy and in healing.
Watch a great show.
And thank you to our actors. And thank you so much for all of you dedicating your time. It's this is what makes our community a beautiful place to live in.
Well, I do want to add that a portion of our proceeds will go to car fire victims.
Right.
Okay. I do want to add that. And I also have 10 tickets to give away for whoever calls your station. I will leave them. And you can
give them away.
And we do also have a special pricing for veterans. So those of you that are coming to the play, simply tell the ticket sales people that you're a veteran, and the price is only $10 a ticket instead of the normal $20 a ticket.
September 22nd is the play. Give us a call now. We're going to give away four tickets, 605-4567. And we want you to, you're not going to have to pay for the ticket for the entry, but we would hope that you would go in and you had been on those silent auction items.
Maybe donate something.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So give us a call. I think this is really something you guys are going to love. It's called
April of 45.
Yeah, it's going to be a great play. I'm sure it is. So give us a call, 605-4567. We'll mention your name after the break. We're going to have to take a break now, right, Carl?
That's it. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank knows what it's like. A lot of their people were touched by these fires. If you want to talk to them, if you want to find a way to keep moving forward, and this is what Cornerstone Community Bank does. It's your community bank. Go on and see how they're moving local dreams forward, how they will keep you moving forward, and any help they can possibly be at Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back right after these messages.
If you could read my love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could give assistance to some of the Carr fire victims. So I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You get a shot in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime.
Okay, I'm ready now. I just was saying, somebody needs to close the door. We've got a lot of people out there. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR 1460. I'm giddy. Linda's back. She's finally, after like copious amounts of drugs and all types of things they gave you.
Medication.
Proper medication. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack 2.5 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can do it. Jeff Wurst will guarantee his work. He's not going to fool around with you. He's not going to fool around with the safety of your family. He's going to fix it, or if he can, I'll just tell you that. But what he fixes, he guarantees for life. This is the type of guy Jeff Wurst is, a better-known business. Give him a call, 241-8373, or check out his place at 3208 South Market Street. That's Craftmaster Windshield Repair.
Congratulations, Bonnie. You won 2 tickets for the show on September 22nd. Bonnie Richards. So those 2 tickets will be at the front desk here, 1326 Market Street. Now, we do have some more tickets to give away, and I'd really like to give those away this morning. Again, it's September 22nd at the David Marr Theater, beginning at 7 o'clock, but the doors open at 5, and there's wonderful silent auction items. Of course, this is going for PTSD therapy with for DLB Ranch, as well as Car Fire. A lot of it's intertwined with what we're all going through. You know, we feel for our friends. We love our community. And we know the people who lost their homes and are like what one of our guests had said earlier with, you know, I feel the sense of mourning, not just for the human beings, but for the critters. Mm-hmm. And for, you know, we have told Carl there's been a sadness in my heart we don't even know the magnitude of how much wildlife we lost. And I just feel this, heaviness on my heart over, you know, how much I plug in. That's my solace and where I go for my spiritual connection is in nature.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sad. I've been sad. So I know if I'm feeling it, many people are. And so what we need to do is we forge forward, and it comes out in different ways for me. You know, I just, you know, I get my immune system goes down. And even though I try to do things, you know, so it's nice to be able to feel like you're moving forward to help. You're doing things to put energy forward for other people, which also helps yourself. So, you know, let's try to support that event on September 22nd, and we're still taking calls.
But we got lots of events we can support, too. You know,
absolutely.
The Nick Dahl Memorial Golf Tournament is going to be that same day. It's going to be in the morning. You'll be finished up in time to get over down to the David Marr Theater. Hey, let's do an update on the Delta Fire. 60,000 acres, 24% contained. I-5's open, but yesterday there was a flare-up, and they had to shut the southbound lanes past, you know, from I think it's Moore Road up there by Mount Shasta to down to Lakehead. They had to shut that down because of the flare-up, but they're open again now. So 60,000 acres, 24% contained. HERS fire is pretty much all contained. CAR fire is contained. Now, let's just talk a little bit about our friends on the other side of the coast where we have fires, and they were feeling for us. Now it's time to feel a little bit for them. Hurricane Florence has hit land. It's a Category 1 storm, which is only, guys, what, that's only like 90 miles an hour winds. And the storm surge, though, along the Carolina coast, the North Carolina coast, looks like it can be as much as 11 feet of water coming up along the Carolina coast. They could have up to 3 feet of rain over here. Now, one of the reasons is Florence is really damaging is that it's moving so slow, and it's just dumping tons and tons of rain. I saw one estimate of a trillion gallons of rain. It was kind of becoming down, maybe even more than that. So what this does is, besides the wind coming through and blowing off, service stations, and you've got the covers over your regular service station, you know, the pumps ripped off the pumps, or ripped off the top of the cover for that. They've got hundreds of thousands of people, without power, and it could take weeks to get all the power back up.
So far, according to one of our reports, 500,000.
500,000 what?
Without power.
Without power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because of the, like I said, because of the slow speed, this is spectacular damage. And here's the last hurricane they hit that was like this, they got, you know, it was over a period of, you know, like 10 days. This one is going to be 5 days. So everything's being dumping right now. Is dumping right now on the Carolinas. South Carolina's getting hit now. Virginia's moving up to Virginia. One of the things I was telling people about is how, you know, every time you sit down every so often and you just do things. So I look for waterfront property. I just, you know, I go on Zillow and go, oh, waterfront property. How much does this cost? How much does this cost? Well, right now, I estimate you could probably get waterfront property in the Carolinas pretty reasonable. You know, as there was other times you could see this house, it was right on the bay and all this. Gosh, that looks really reasonable. It said as is. The last hurricane that came through there, you know, it's ripped out everything, you know, down below. You're going to have to put in a seawall or something. Anyway, this is the kind of things that are happening. Now, I'm not sure if I want to go to Trump and Puerto Rico. Yeah, because we're talking hurricanes. Trump in Puerto Rico. People are going berserk over this. Because Trump says, he tweeted out that there wasn't 3,000 people killed in the hurricane down there. He said when he left, it was something like 18 people. Well, and I'm thinking, how can you miss 3,000 people being killed? Because I didn't remember those numbers of 3,000 people being killed in that hurricane. No, the number killed was something like 64 from the hurricane. But then they did a study that says if you add up all the people that died as a result of the hurricane from illness, from accidents, from using a chainsaw, and you're trying to fix something, the chainsaw hits you and you die. They use a model to figure out that because of that hurricane, there were a resulting 3,000 deaths. But of course, that's just a model. It doesn't mean 3,000 people died. So what Trump said was, there wasn't 3,000 people killed during that hurricane, and there wasn't. There was not 3,000 people killed during the hurricane. The after effects of the hurricane is what they're talking about. Jared wants to argue with me. Come on, Jared, hop in here.
I don't think there was any argument that we all agree that it didn't happen the day of or the day after. I don't think that was part of the argument.
Well, everything I saw on TV, what they said was...
Even the staunch Republican governor of Florida, Rick Scott, agreed that independent studies showed that 3,000 people died directly as a result of this hurricane, and that's what they're arguing.
Here's my argument to that, then, is it's a computer model. Saying that 3,000 people died, then why don't we use computer models then for other things? Like, how many people will die or be damaged or hurt because of illegal aliens in this country?
This isn't a theoretical model for the future. This is something that actually physically already happened.
No,
this isn't trying to predict
I disagree on that. They used this computer model and said that these people died because of this reason, right? Mm-hmm. But it was a model.
Well,
why can't you use the same model as saying, as in if we have this, then there's, and you have to juxtapose over past experiences, why can't
I'd like to agree
that there was more than 64 people killed and that there was results of people.
I have something to say here.
I just think the way it was presented when I was watching the two newscasts was like, they never mentioned the fact that it was in the, from beyond the hurricane.
I don't really, you know, to me, the idea, it was a catastrophe. Puerto Rico was slammed. There were several thousand deaths. And here's the thing. Don't walk on their graves. And that's how I feel about it. We can conjure up all kinds of arguments about, you know, the sky is blue or what blue and how blue. No, it's not that blue. You know, that's what it feels like these days. Everything's an argument.
No, you're right. You know, the fact is that if 3,000 people, you know, died from the result of this hurricane.
Absolutely.
They did. But are they bringing it up? Why was it brought up?
Because everybody has to argue about something stupid today. We're going crazy.
Well, we are.
And we've got to stop it.
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you the depths of craziness that just happened yesterday. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. You know, they're doing repairs for jewelry that has, you know, minor repairs and cleaning of jewelry or those beautiful little objects you have that were damaged by the fires, car fire, Delta fire, any of those, Hearst fires. They're going to do it, and they're going to do it for free. That's Four Winds Jewelry. Plus, they are only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They can do it all there. They can build it. They can design it. They get gems from all over the world. They have superly. Is that a new word? Great prices. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. 2225 Hilltop Drive, Reading, California.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details and all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
To my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain.
We're going to see who can hold out the longest here. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah, we had our big fight during the break. All of us did. Screaming, yelling about whether it's 3,000 people, whether it's a direct result of a hurricane, or the result of a hurricane. All right, so we're done.
The fact is that it's 3,000
people. It's still 3,000 people.
And if it was your daughter or your sister or your mother, and you heard this kind of thing, you would be like, I don't care. It's a result of the hurricane. My child, my daughter, my husband, whoever was killed because of a result of a hurricane. Semantics do not matter right now with a death. That's how I feel about it. Bottom line.
This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Home Helpers. I'm going to call Sharon and have her come over to our house because I may need help for at least 24 hours after this.
Hey,
give Sharon a call. 226-8350.
You're so happy. You said, I'm so happy you're back.
I am happy you're back.
But I will call you on something.
The only thing I've said is, I'm not going to say it.
Hey, I have a question.
When you use a computer model just tells you what it could be.
Okay.
When it could be.
Okay.
I'm not saying that there wasn't 3,000 people died as a result of it, but you can't say 3,000 people with certainty. They'll say 85% certainty. Okay. So maybe 2,000. Whatever it is, you're right. The number is. It is semantics to me because I look at how many people died in the hurricane, 64 mm-hmm. people. How many people died after the hurricane? Okay, you want to say 3,000? Say 3,000. But I do know one thing. Dianne Feinstein.
Oh, I was going to go into Hurricane Katrina. How many people died as a result from Hurricane Katrina?
1,280 people
died.
Okay,
so they may use a computer by saying...
No, that was 1,280 people that died during the hurricane. Direct result of the hurricane.
What about all those people that died in...
They didn't do any...
The stadium. Would that be a direct...
They did not do anything after that.
Okay.
Okay, the can of worms is open.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones.
Good morning.
Hi, Kay.
Hey, I think that they should break it down. People who are directly killed.
Yeah.
And people who are who died because of the result of. And that would make a big difference.
Okay. That makes sense.
I mean, for example, during the Civil War, a lot of men got, the soldiers got,
dysentery.
Different kinds of diseases and things. And they were sent home for their families to take care of. Those families caught those diseases, and they died. So, you know, there's all this residue, you know, it's not directly, but...
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, we got that part. We got to not see, and that's what I'm saying is, you know, if you look at certain of the news channels, they act like 3,000 people, and he's denying 3,000 people were killed. Now, Trump, you know, probably could have said this better,
right,
or in 1,000 different ways. But what he's saying was literally 3,000 people did not die during that hurricane.
No.
The after effects of the hurricane, and I'm reading it now. I'm starting to take a look at the study to see what it means by how they get their study and what's it mean. You know, they do it. Now, if that's the case, if we're going to start running studies like that, as, you know, they're saying is that this many people looking at the past years, and you look at this year, this many people, more people died this year, and they're saying from the, because it has to be the hurricane, because in the past years they had a different number. In other words, if 25,000 people died over the last 5 years, and now you had 28,000, it must be from the hurricane. That's, I think, is what they're saying. If that's the case, can you use that everywhere?
Well, there's still probably people dying from Hiroshima.
Well, that's probably true.
You know, it just took them longer for it. They had a better immune system, and it took it longer for the cancer to take effect.
Anyway, this
is... My favorite book when I was going through college was How to Lie with Statistics.
Well, anyway.
We'll see you guys.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, bye. Okay.
Okay, let me get to Dianne Feinstein real quick. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for both of you now. The Dianne Feinstein says she's got a letter concerning the Kavanaugh hearings, that she got a letter in July from a woman who said that Kavanaugh did something, she's alleged that Kavanaugh did something 35, 36, 37 years ago in high school. And now she said she wants to keep anonymous, she wants to keep it confidential, and she doesn't want to talk about it. So this is the secret letter from somebody who doesn't want to be identified about a case she doesn't want to talk about, and they're forwarding it to the FBI. Now, tell me, at what level have we sunk? A letter from somebody who doesn't want to be identified, who, by the way, just happens to have a lawyer from the Me Too movement, that happened 35 to 37 years ago in high school, that she says Brett Kavanaugh was, you know, allegedly... something happened. Well, what? Well, see, this is why they're doing this. Because it's going to go to, on September 20th, they're going to vote on it. It's coming to the floor. Brett Kavanaugh is going to be the next Supreme Court justice. This is kind of like the Clarence Thomas thing. And they brought the that other lady in. And as Clarence Thomas says, it was a high-tech lynching for him. But how can you bring something in at this point after he's talked 65 times with senators? He's answered 30 or 60 hours of questioning. He's answered 2,000 questions in the open, another 1,200 confidential questions. He's answered all of these. And here, on the 14th of September, they find a letter that they've had since July. Mm-hmm. And they're bringing up confidential, secret, doesn't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And the reason they're doing this, and here's the reason they're doing it, it turns the media loose. Mm-hmm. To let them go out and make something up.
Right.
I mean, it really does. That's the whole thing behind this.
There's experts in.
You know,
there's
Dianne.
There's experts in this.
Yeah. Oh.
There's experts in this in how to twist.
How to tear people down.
It's like, what happened behind those closed doors? Imagine your imagination is the wildest thing. It's like having, like, two people have lunch. Like a man and a woman have lunch. It's strictly platonic. You may be working, but the rumor mill starts. The rumor mill starts because of people's vicious minds. It's vicious. Vicious minds start to think, oh, they must be having a thing. And then it leads into, did you know they were having a thing? Then you can't even, you go out, you know, you have a platonic friendship. And didn't you remember some of the movies from the 40s and the 50s, if you ever seen with somebody? Oh, you're not allowed to be seen with somebody. So, you know, it's bashing where bashing doesn't need to happen. Now, would I send something in if somebody in high school did something bad to me or made a pass? You know, I'm from the 70s. I think there's a lot that has been learned in our culture about what is respect, how you respect your space. That was not really taught in the 70s or the 60s, maybe not even in the 80s, you know. And I think that there's much better, like I said, boundaries that have been set these days. So I don't know. I don't know what I think about this, except for that I think it's just vicious rumors. And that's what I have to say about it.
Okay. I just think that we've gotten to the point where civility has just gone, as we just proved at the break when we were all rolling around on the ground, poking each other in the eye. I'm just kidding. Hey, we have Francie Sullivan. It's going to be our guest at 8 o'clock.
That's great. She's a
she's running for re-election.
So we're going to be taking your calls. If you have questions for Francie, her hat is in the ring. And we're excited to have her on and running for city council.
That's right. We're going to go drop from the news or take a break for the news, and we'll be right back after the news. And I might even give you the statistics of how, or the background on how they did the study on the 3,000 people. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR at Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The winds have been gusting as high as 105 miles per hour. A slow-moving Hurricane Florence continues lashing the Carolinas with those fierce winds and torrential rains.
This is not the end of it. 24 to 36 hours remain of a significant threat from heavy rain, heavy surge, not just in North Carolina, but obviously down as we move into South Carolina.
FEMA's Jeff Bayard urging people who haven't left the hurricane zone not to risk their lives or the lives of others.
Heed local warnings. I can't emphasize that enough. Heed your local and state warnings. Protect yourself, protect your families. Don't put our first responders' lives in jeopardy.
There have been a number of high water rescues in New Bern, North Carolina. Once Florence finally leaves the coast, it will spread flooding rains inland across the Appalachians and into the Mid-Atlantic region next week. A string of natural gas explosions and fires that one eyewitness described as Armageddon killed a teenager, injured at least 10 people in three communities north of Boston. NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt says his agency will be investigating.
The truth of the matter is we really don't have any factual information at this point to confirm. We need to get on scene, get on site, and start getting the lay of the land before we can actually confirm what's being reported out there.
The explosions and fires forced the evacuation of entire neighborhoods in Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence, Massachusetts. A white Chicago police officer has decided to stick with jurors selected over recent days rather than have a judge decide whether he's guilty of murder in the 2014 fatal shooting of black teenager Laquan McDonald. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up about 27 points, the NASDAQ 15 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
On September 17, 1787, Congress signed the U.S. Constitution, which defined our government and guaranteed our rights. Each September, we celebrate Constitution Day, and though the framers never imagined the cell phone, they did ensure your right to free speech and self-determination, which is exactly what Patriot Mobile is all about. Patriot Mobile celebrates the founding fathers and your values and is the only cell phone carrier that supports conservative causes while also providing you the same nationwide reliable service with unlimited talk and text for less money and no hidden fees. So in honor of that day in 1787, Patriot Mobile is offering all data plans for $17.87 for your first month of service. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Get unlimited talk, text, and data for $17.87 for your first month. Go to patriotmobile.com or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Let's celebrate Constitution Day and support our rights one call at a time.
Britain threatens to withhold billions of euros of a promised divorce settlement with the EU if there's no deal on Brexit.
Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab said the UK would pay substantially less than the already agreed upon $51 billion in the event no agreement is reached. The payment covers commitments the UK has made as a member of the bloc, including pension liabilities for EU staff and programmes the UK has agreed to help fund over the next few years. Raab told the BBC that Britain would recognize its strict legal obligations to the EU, but would not make the full payment. But he remains confident the two sides will reach a deal. However, the government is stepping up preparations for leaving without an agreement. Zeresh Shakili, London.
Pakistani police say a roadside bomb has gone off near a security convoy in the country's southwest. Three security personnel were killed. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. New York's governor had no problem at all fending off a primary challenge from actress Cynthia Nixon.
Andrew Cuomo won nomination to a third term as governor of New York, far outpolling actress and activist Cynthia Nixon, who criticized him as a corporate Democrat too beholden to big money interests to do much to clean up corruption in Albany or to repair New York City's aging subway system. Cuomo painted Nixon as an inexperienced newcomer in a campaign that became nasty at the end, but one whose outcome illustrated the limits to insurgency from the left in Democratic primaries. Cuomo faces Republican Mark Molinaro, a county executive, in the general election in November. Warren Levinson, New York.
Paul Manafort expected to plead guilty to federal charges, part of a deal with the special counsel's office. A court filing shows a plea hearing is set for later today. It would allow Manafort to avoid a second trial that was scheduled to start next week in Washington. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's back after 4 days of sinusitis and bronchitis and taking all types of good meds now to get her back up on her feet. And it's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 14th of September. 2018, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great walk-in humidors, so many different things that they do for our community over there. Tobacco and Brew, 7 days a week.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR 1460, AM soon to become FM. Stay tuned. We'll be doing that in the year of 2018. Widespread haze today before 11, patchy smoke before 11, and our highs today will be 82 tonight. Widespread haze after 11 and patchy smoke after 11. So as we look to Saturday, hazy then sunny with an 81. Sunday, haze with 82. Monday, high of 85. And Thursday, our highs of 87. We have widespread haze and smoke throughout the week through Tuesday. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And let's go to the phones right now. We love Joe Adamson from Peak Performance. Okay, Joe, good morning. Let's talk about our health tip of the week.
Well, hey, we are almost to October, so I think everyone should approach their fitness like they would a business with a plan. You know, our health and fitness is way too important to just wing it. We need to have a plan, a strategy, and some targets. And hopefully everyone came up with some targets, some goals for 2018. I came up with about five myself, and I haven't reached them all. I've reached a couple of them. So this is a good time to kind of look back and go, okay, what was I out to accomplish, and review it, and then come up with maybe two or three action steps for each one of those goals. The fourth quarter is probably the hardest time to maintain, much less make progress on your fitness because of all the holidays and things. There's a lot of things to sidetrack us. So review those, go way back to January and review those things that you wrote down on a napkin that you wanted to accomplish. Come up with some action steps and, just kind of repurpose yourself to get after it.
Just get in. Just get in and move around.
Get in and move around. Have some fun. You don't have to make it overly complicated. It has to be fun. But you know, you need a target.
I like that. And I do like how you talk it like a business plan. You plan it in your schedule. So, you know, we love Adam, we love your place, Joe. Congratulations on 25 years of you being in business. You are our gem of choice, and we just love the whole idea about what you guys do in our community.
Awesome. Well, we love you guys, and you're doing a great job, and keep it up, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, Joe. Thank you so much. Let's go to Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Susan, our Wells Fargo advisor.
Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are trading in positive territory in early trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 44 points at 26,190. The S&P 500 is positive a point at 2,905. And the NASDAQ Composite gaining 18 points at 8,032. Active stocks on the big board, NiSource Inc., down $2.51, trading at 25.50. Bank of America, positive 16 cents at 30.30. Canopy Growth Corporation up $2.73 at 46.84. Local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down $1.04 at 113.95. Costco off $4.07, trading at 237.19. Bank of Commerce, flat and trading at $13.03. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.99%. And over to commodities, gold is down $4.50 an ounce at $1,201. Silver off a nickel at $14.24 per ounce. And crude oil down 39 cents, trading at $68 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. Gives us an update of what's happening in the market. Susan, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Stay out of the smoke. Okay. Hey, Susan
Eastman,
First Vice President of Investments and Financial Advice over there at Wells Fargo Advisors at 2705 Park Marina Drive. You can give her a call, 243-7561, when you've got questions about your maybe your investments, maybe you just want to have somebody new take a look at them. She's really, really knowledgeable. Well, sitting with us, Francie Sullivan.
Live in the studios, ladies and gentlemen.
Live
Francie
in
Sullivan.
The studios.
Good morning.
Good morning, Francie. Our Reading City Councilwoman and running for re-election. And I think Monday we got Kristen coming in. And I think we're trying to hit everybody before the month's out.
Thanks very much for doing this.
Well, you know what? You know, we don't endorse anybody. And but we think it's really important that people have a chance to listen to what you want to accomplish, what you've accomplished. And if they have questions, be able to ask you questions and hear it from you.
So, I always appreciate the opportunity.
And Francie is never ducked. You know, no matter what was coming on, Francie will come on. So, hey.
I'm grateful to get a chance to tell how I see the world. All right.
We obviously all look at it differently. Can you see where my eye is all hurt from Linda? She punched me in the eye today.
No, I would love to hear. I would like to open up the discussion and ask if you would like to give an overview of what you think has transpired in the last, say, 6 months from your position.
The universe is spinning. The spring was filled with such hopeful news. I mean, who gets $44 million in competitive statewide grants for their little downtown? I just, when we got
huge.
That second grant, that's just amazing.
That was surprising. Not surprising, but it was so.
No, it was
and of course,
surprising.
We're talking about, talking about the K2 development.
Yes, exactly. And the parking garage.
Right. They had the first one, of course, for the Dickers building.
Yes.
But then to roll that second one in.
Yes.
For
and
the,
then 4
oh,
million
for the parking
for
garage.
The parking garage. I tell people 4 years ago when I was campaigning, this was my fantasy. And I told that story a couple of times about, if I just had unlimited money to invest in the city of Reading, I'd fix our parking garage by building housing. We need more people downtown, and we need more housing. I think it's perfect senior housing to have it downtown, and hopefully we'll have a market down here, and then recreate where we park the cars, and never in my wildest dreams, because I talked to every developer I could find about, wouldn't this be a good idea? And they'd all go, Francie, it doesn't pencil. I mean, you can't. Reading isn't booming enough. We don't have a lot of millionaires to move into the penthouse. And so the return on investment for that kind of housing in Reading is long. And then to get these grants. And, really, we competed with some pretty snazzy people, and they think we're worth it. So I'm hoping that more Reading people think we're worth it to make our city wonderful.
Well,
so
I think that's very exciting, and I'm right there with you.
The only thing. Yeah.
No. So what I'm hearing is that people, downtown businesses and people are totally in agreement, loving that. Question is, loving the whole idea of downtown living, walking, the flourishing, the biking, being able to connect everything to the river, and have this booming downtown, bustling downtown. But the question is, where do we park? People aren't seeing in their mind's eye how they're going to park.
Well, I tell you what, let's take a quick break for that, because this is going to be a little bit longer, and this ties into other things. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Junior Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. If you've got a question about the fires, your insurance and all this, and, you know, maybe Judy isn't your insurance broker, though she should be, give her a call anyway. She's there to help people. 221-0441. She can put you, or one of her associates can point you in the right direction or help you out. They've got all types of great information. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We have our insurance with Judy. We'll be right back with Francie Sullivan. It's 15 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 54 degrees. It's going up to 82 today. We're going to have 80s and throughout the week in the coming week. So we're going to be below average in our temperatures. AQI is down to 267 from 311, but it's still not real great out there. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back with Francie Sullivan.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year. Coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away.
You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Friday. Our guest this morning is Francie Sullivan, and we were talking right before the break about the downtown grants, $44 million. Wow, like W, capital W-O-W. And we were talking about the great thing about we had somebody who's also on city council here one day that said, you may see four cranes.
I think it's Adam.
Simultaneously.
Adam was in here one day.
Downtown Reading. And what a sight that'll be.
Won't that be? Oh, that'll be fabulous. Yeah. So I have to tell you, what started my imagining what might happen is the fact that the parking garages are at the end of their life. I mean, you know, they got a couple more minutes, but and there is no fund. I mean, that's why there are parking meters and things in other places. That's why some cities charge for parking in parking lots, is that's the replacement maintenance cost. In our city, we didn't do that. So there, and obviously, when we have trouble hiring enough police and firefighters, we don't have a fund for replacing the parking garage. So the great thing about these grants is that there's going to be housing, there will be parking, and I think there's still, that's still, those final designs are not in that I'm aware of. But in the interim, again, the McConnell Foundation, I mean, not only do we get these grants, but what city our size has a McConnell Foundation that is going to dedicate their money to downtown? And they, I think the police station will be interim parking. Around the Bell Room will be interim parking. And we already had over 1,000 parking spaces downtown. We're spoiled, you know. We all are, and boy, I'm just like everybody else. It's like I have to park two doors down from my store. Well, I guess I can't go there, you know. But this is going to be part of the Great Reading Exercise Program. In fact, I have suggested to Armando and Wildcard, places like that, that they have, you know, they have a hard hat night where you come down and watch the construction and give awards for the guy that walks the furthest, the person who rides their bike the furthest. It's, you know, and I've actually been trying to do that a little bit. I park in the furthest part of the parking lot now, and my little tiny bit of exercise every day. But, you know, Reading is beautiful. It's a great place to walk. And for those of us that are able-bodied, that's going to be a great thing. And downtown is going to be full of cool stuff.
Yeah.
There's got to have to be a change that that people who are used to parking and walking less than a block are going to be walking two or three blocks. And
possibly. I mean, especially during construction.
Right.
You know, we're going to do that.
And we're going to have...
I look at things like people that are in, that have the older... We have a senior community here. I mean, there's a lot of retirees here. And that's what I hear from people that are, you know, retirees.
You bet.
Or, you know, that how many handicap zones are there going to be, parking like that? Is there going to be other ways of moving people around the area down here? Because I look at, you know, if you look at just our little area right here is downtown, but I can see where that could expand out a couple blocks and could and should. You know, I know we've got a basic downtown, but it can move over there past Pine Street. You know, we're talking about a lot of things happening.
We can only hope.
We can hope, and all that kind of stuff can happen.
Yeah.
So I look at, you know, the people that are having problems moving around now. Are we going to have the thoughts of people movers?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't know about people movers. I have suggested, you know, that we have senior housing in the apartments. We have zip lines. We have little golf carts take people to the bar. I mean, I see a vibrant downtown. I'm being facetious, but that is obviously part of the intent of extending Market Street through.
Yeah.
around the buildings. And, of course, mm-hmm. you know, it's the law that you have to have ADA yeah. parking. And, I think a big difference for people might be that there's going to be a parking might be. These decisions haven't been made, but we have a plan. We mm-hmm. have a transportation plan, which we also got a grant to pay for. We have a mm-hmm. downtown-specific plan that we got a grant that paid for. And those things will address everyone. It's now the law in this country that everyone has access to things. So, mm-hmm. you know, and I had a sister who was in a wheelchair for 25 mm-hmm. years. And so that's near and dear to my heart. I've watched that struggle in places where there aren't ADA rules.
No, that will be taken care of, I'm sure. It will be.
So you see no problem then with the building down here that parking will be a problem?
You know, it's not great now, if you think about it. I mean, it can get nothing but better, in my opinion. I mean, the parking garage is not optimum, and it's also not terrifically handy for people who aren't really agile and able to get up and down the stairs or walk. You know, whatever.
But it's got like 1,000 spots in there, right?
But there are still, again, a lot of spots here. And would anybody think that our best plan is to keep our downtown the way it is?
No.
I mean, this isn't working. But
I think where the yes. but where people are saying is there's 1,000 parking spots right there.
There are 1,000 parking spots downtown.
Okay. Well, how many in the in the parking garage, though?
You know, I don't remember the exact 500? Number. It's hundreds. Hundreds.
Let's just say 500.
Yeah.
So those 500 go away.
Yeah.
And I think people are saying they're not fighting it.
No.
At all. What they're saying is we'd like to see what the plan is if we take these 500 spots away. Because, you know, I look at I look at Oregon Street where it used to be parallel parking. Now it's diagonal parking.
That's right.
You've got two diagonal trucks parked there, pickup trucks. Two pickup trucks can't drive by it facing each other. It's just too narrow right there. And so I'm hoping that people will look at when we're doing this is, okay, we have parking here, we have parking here. But a lot of people, is there going to be the areas where at least you're a couple blocks away? You know what I mean?
Oh, sure. Look at it now. Look at the parking places across the street.
Well, right here in
front. You know, across the street from the Cascade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of parking downtown. It's just we're all used to parking. We're all used to parking in front.
There's a lot of parking at the Cascade.
Well, across the street from the Cascade, there's a huge parking lot. My husband and I frequently park there, and there's only a few.
Oh, the other side of Pine Street. But isn't that supposed to be built up, though?
There's going to be another, there's going to be more housing. But you haven't been able to ever park there before, either. It was a building. It will go on being a building.
You know, like, I'm all for the growth downtown.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just want to be able to see that, you know, we're saying, okay, we've looked at the parking, and this is what we think. This is how many spots are going to be, and I don't, maybe the plan's already there, and I just have, I'm sure it is, I just haven't seen it.
Okay, so now that we've talked about the parking.
That's the only negative thing that I've heard people bring up.
But people, something I love to hear, and Barry Tippin started this, is people need to either lower their cynicism or lower their expectations. I mean, that's, you know, I think there's just so much room for improvement.
Absolutely.
And if you can't park two pickups back to back, the second guy maybe ought to think about that when he parks there. We have one of those long pickups, and I nag my husband about that. And more of us are going to be able to ride our bikes and walk, and that can be nothing. We should be one of the healthiest cities in the country. I think our number one list is all bad. I mean, we need to be striving to be better. We want to be on those lists. So I have to tell you, it's all those things that made me committed to running again, because how fun. I mean, to be part of rebuilding and making things better. We haven't gotten to do that very much around here in the last few decades. So I'm looking forward to that. And then, you know, we have this devastating fire. And I've already been through a devastating fire, the Fountain Fire, which was nothing. It was a different kind of devastation. We didn't lose 1,000 homes. We didn't, you know, we lost 300. To those 300, it was just as bad. But I think that I can be helpful in supporting staff while they fix this. And I think we've already done. In fact, I brought a couple of documents that we have in our planning department. I hope everybody listening knows about ShastaReadingRecovers.org, where you can find out everything. Monday evening, they're having an open house at the City Hall, which no lectures, no anything. It's just going to be all the people that you need to talk to at the city to rebuild. And you can come and ask questions.
This is wonderful.
I asked Barry Tippin about 3 weeks ago, what's the plan forward? Is there a written plan forward how we're moving from the car
fire?
It's
right here.
Okay.
Thank you, Linda. But I think they've hit the ground running at an incredibly fast rate to try and give people answers. They're looking at the feasibility of having one building permit fee for fire victims, so that because it is very different than an individual choosing to rebuild or all the other reasons that you need a building permit, people need this information in making signing their agreements with their insurance companies and finding out the actual cost so they can settle things. So we're looking at all kinds of creative things to see if we can fix things.
My question was this when I talked to Barry Tippin was the plan forward. Yes, this is part of the car fire plan check submittal. Plan check. The things you're just saying. Is it all under like one plan that's going to be briefed? Like say, okay, here's what you have for a business. Here's what you have for your private residence. This is what we're going to do to ensure that when we're moving forward that the brush areas in the city are going to be addressed.
One plan. Different things.
What Barry told me is that there's going to be one plan that they can show that, hey, this is how we're going to move forward over the next 6 months.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Yeah. That's
and
true.
So this is not.
Those
you have,
are, well,
these are all
specific.
Parts of
they're
the plans.
They're specific. Exactly. So, and if you go to Reading. No, I always say that wrong. Self-serving. Shasta, Ready, recovers.org. You can see the progress that's being made on that. I mean, that is a huge issue about how we're going to clear the brush because we don't have, in the old days, there were crews that could do those kinds of things. That obviously is not the case anymore. One of the other council members has suggested that we look at maybe an LMD for the whole city for brush cleanup for fire prevention.
What's an LMD?
A landscape maintenance district. It's what people have, outside their subdivisions. Everyone would pay a little fee. It goes on your property tax, so it's not like you've got to, write a check once a year. It's apportioned out over time. But it's how landscaping is done in subdivisions and in those kinds of places.
The city has a brush clearance. I don't know if it's a law or an order, right?
We have some requirements about
how
the
requirements are supposed to be.
Yes.
But the city has to keep clean, right? I mean, there's areas that the city is supposed to keep cut. I've seen that. Bruce Ross sent that to me, and it said there's various areas right here in the city, plus Shasta County, but also in the city that have to be kept cut, all these brushy areas. Do you know if we were doing that?
I'm sure we weren't. I don't know about that. I don't know about that ordinance. That's the first I've heard of it. But certainly we're doing best we can, because with the limited number of firefighters we have, everyone is trying to do that. In our neighborhood, we've had a couple of neighbors that were worrying us, and some of the neighbors were mad about it. And I've said, look, why don't we just go down, knock on the door, smile, and say, look, can we help you? Because maybe there's a reason they can't clean up their yard. Maybe, who knows? But why don't we just go offer to help? Because it's in all of our best interest. And I really urge people to do that all over town. If you've got a neighbor that, some neighbors, you're not going over there to offer to help. But, we need to do that. A lot of people also obviously are oblivious to that there's a direct correlation between dead brush around your house and the potential
fire
for burning down.
Yeah.
So
okay, hey, we're here with Francie Sullivan, Reading City Councilwoman, who's running for our next term. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. If you're looking for the most complete CCW training or even unarmed training, they have an advanced pistol class running October the 28th. You can find out much more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Check out our monthly blackjack races, 500 cash up for grabs, and 500 free slot play. Come explore our exciting table games. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving the North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
Outside the rain begins, and it may never end. So cry no more on the shore.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
I'm going to go in the other room because I'm getting beat up every other minute here.
He has it coming, though, maybe. Oh, I shouldn't say that. I should love him.
Better love me a little bit, at least in November. What is it, November 6th? You know, the amount of love is directly related to the amount of advertising goes before Just kidding. You know what? There is a reason. You know, I tell you what. There is a reason that we don't endorse. And, you know, and here's why, is that if you endorse somebody in the local elections, well, you know, like state will do that. But local elections, I just frankly admire everybody that's put themselves out there.
Thank you.
I mean that, Francie. I know anybody will tell you I've said that. I don't agree with everything that you do, but I don't agree with everything anybody does. We have a platform here, but we try to be fair. And that's why we bring you in, and that's why we don't endorse. Because how can you endorse a neighbor, because you're our neighbor, in the sense of you live with us, I mean, in our community here, and that you're putting yourself out there for, like, nothing. I mean, the amount of time you spend there, you probably get paid 43 cents an hour, or you pay them 43 cents an hour to be there. However, but people need to be able to talk to our council people and ask them questions and ask tough questions like, you know, okay, we've had the car fire. We've got a plan moving forward. We've got all these neat things that are happening. Monday night there's going to be a meeting. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. An open house at City Hall. And you can go on Chester Reading Recovers. .org and get the details, but everybody from the city that can help you in the rebuilding process will be there to answer your questions. It's, like I said, no speeches, no anything. It's just for you to come. If you've got a question about, mm-hmm. you know, one of the things we've done that I certainly never thought about is we had to hire a contractor to cap the sewer. I don't know what you call them, but the places where houses were connected
sure.
to the sewer.
Sure.
Who thought? I mean, there's a danger. For one thing, when they did the cleanup, you don't want stuff going in there and just in general, because then it goes to the water treatment plant.
Mm-hmm.
It gums up the water treatment plant.
Sure.
It gets in the river, all those things.
The fishies.
But someone had to come through and cap all those. Who would have thought? And that is one of the issues when we talk about, you know, they are allowing people to live in temporary housing, like an RV, on their property while they rebuild. But they're coming up with fine tunes of rules so that you don't impact your neighbors.
Yeah. And are you connecting? Are you going to be bringing
yeah.
power there? And I've heard there's some problems with that, but you know, but there's going to
yeah.
be problems with all this.
You
so frankly,
you
REU gets a big gold star.
Yes. Oh gosh.
For everything they did for this, you know, Dan Beans has been on. There's for everything those guys and girls did. But let's talk about.
Can I just add that in a week, everybody got their power back
oh, yeah.
on here in 3 days. Now, my best friend from college lives in Wilmington, North Carolina, and they're just talking about
weeks.
How many weeks and weeks.
Weeks.
And we know from Sandy it was months. So
yeah.
not yeah. only do we pay almost the lowest rates in the state, but our power always comes on. I mean, and
we're blessed
you know,
that way. We really
I've lived
are.
In places where the power went off a lot,
yeah.
so I'm,
yeah.
and cost three times as much. So I do applaud them. They were, you know, people saw the first responders that they expected. I mean, they saw police and fire, but not, a lot of people don't know that the storm drain guys were out there, the water guys
well,
were out there, everybody was out there.
The car fire exasperates some of the problems we're having. And, you know, let's go back to things that you're going to be running on. I mean, the car fire is over. We're going to be moving forward. There's the plan there. A lot of that is going to have an impact on things we're doing. Yes, we have the downtown building. But one of the things we still have a problem with is our safety, public
yes.
safety.
Yes.
The tax wasn't brought forward for a variety of reasons. Frankly, the idea of having a dedicated tax that goes there is I could have, you know, I could get behind that depending on how it's written, if it goes to public safety. But now we're going to, right now we have dozens and dozens of people in South City Park. They're all over the place. Our crime is still big. What's your plan on trying to combat that?
So as far as South City Park, there is a plan. The fence hasn't
right.
been acquired yet. That's not a city issue. That's something that was offered to be done privately, and
privately.
It hasn't been done yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want people to think we're ignoring
that.
That
was a private
you know,
thing,
so,
and then we had the car fire. So that's kind of like.
So
nah.
that's, but, you know, we have what we have. I mean, this is it. This is the level of service people in Reading are choosing. There's you know, we are now discussing, because at the time that we could not get 5 votes on the council to put that ballot measure on the election, Mr. Tippin asked us, now what do you want to do? Because we are paying 4 police officers and 3 firefighters. We initially paid them out of the reserves, something I would normally never support. You don't use one-time money for ongoing expenses. But we did that way back when we started the Matrix study. And the whole intent was to keep things, you know, keep Station 8 open, which we need those 3 firefighters if we're going to have Station 8. That's pretty serious.
Mm-hmm.
To keep those in hopes that the sales tax was going to pass and then there'd be money to pay back the saving, you know, our reserve account.
But nobody was behind that tax.
But it didn't. Well,
the Chamber of Commerce wasn't behind it.
Okay, but that's not our. You know, I will tell you that I am going to always opt to allow a community to choose. So the city cannot campaign for things. The fact that no one in the community thought it was worth fighting for, I'm sorry. And, you know, I mean, if I were not a city council person, I'd be glad if I had, you know, if I were
What's the solution then?
Well, the solution is we have what we have. So, you know, take care of your things. Don't make our town so appealing. And as far
as
crime,
back to a 4-day work week like we had before to help to help pay for public safety?
So we can keep drilling down. We can make our town less friendly and less effective. But what's the point in that? I want our town to be better. And I, you know, personally, I think having a lot more police officers, I mean, a lot of people said, well, there wasn't enough money for a jail, and what's the point of having more police officers? Even though in our last ballot measure, we said we would contribute money toward the jail and mental health in those programs. People in our community chose not to do that. So we should cut back on recreation and all those other programs for a community that said that wasn't a priority for them. That's the way I read the vote. People said, I think we have to do what we can do. So our crime statistics reflect a tremendous amount of fighting amongst transients and drug dealers. People do not get attacked by strangers on our streets. I mean, it's rare. It's rare. Stuff gets stolen. Burglary is off the charts. For me, I tell everybody, I'd vote. I would like to see our town just full of blue and white cars. I think the cheapest thing to do would be to cut back on crime. I mean, rather than, you know, if we don't control the jails, that's not a city operation. But I'll tell you, if there were three cops out here on bikes right now, nobody's car would be broken into. If there were blue and white cars coming by your house every 5 minutes, nobody's house would get broken into. People don't commit crimes in front of police officers, at least not very often.
But
that's the community's choice.
Well, I think the community, I think, since I've been here, the community safety and the people getting robbed and or things taken and all this is, you know, skyrocketed. So what you're saying is, well, accept it. This is just the way it's going to be.
Well, it is the community's choice. We can have all the government we're willing to pay for. People have not been willing to pay for more police, more firefighters. I mean, I would have thought the car fire would have, you know, some kind of huge campaign going on. But that's not – I'm one citizen. I voted in favor of all those things. I believe –
But you're also a city council person.
I'm also a private citizen. I live here. We've had our mail stolen. We've had creeps in our driveway. I mean, we're just like everybody else in town.
Is there no other place in the budget? There's nothing else that can be done. That to cut back, to add, you know, policemen here, firemen there, no place.
If we could do that, why wouldn't we have done it by now? I mean, we can. We can cut services. We can stop. You know, I mean, we could completely eliminate the recreation department. We could do that. But I'll tell you, Pete Hansen, who was, I think, one of our star police chiefs, always said that he thought parks were such a priority because we put thousands and thousands of children in recreation programs. And many of them don't have any other access, maybe to a responsible adult who teaches them some skills that maybe will change their path. We could do that. We could do that. We could eliminate library service in Shasta County. For me, I want better people to move here and start businesses. I don't know why we don't want to be the best. Why don't we want to be Boulder, Colorado? People are talking about, you know, well, fire burned. I heard three people are going to move out of town. Well, start asking them why. What don't we have? I'm going to tell you, our crime rates are not shocking compared to a lot of other places. Most everywhere I know of in the world has transients and drug abusers and all those things. We have maybe more than our share because we don't have enough uniforms on the street.
Okay. And on that note, we're going to take a break. KCNR 1460, our guest is Francie Sullivan. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friend. A chance to share.
share old memories, play a song again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name.
This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details and all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is effective life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Free speech here on KCNR 1460.
You know what, Francie, I love you. Francie and I go nose to nose here.
Yeah, we've been a little rolling around on the floor here.
I know, you're not break. Irish, Carl, but you could be. Really?
Oh, he's Irish.
Oh, you are.
My middle name
is
Reagan.
Oh, my gosh. Let's explain everything.
Okay, Francie, we've got like about 8 minutes left. There's one thing I do want to address is that, you know, the sales tax.
Yes.
The first time we did it, it was, what, 2 years? Well, the first time it was going to be it was the two-thirds. But, frankly, I think that was kind of jumped on people at kind of the last minute. I mean, when you say 4 or 5 months, is that last minute? Well, it is in that kind of thing. Then the next one was the prop or the initiative or the prop. I can't remember. Initiative D or Proposition D something. And it failed. And a lot of people got behind that because, you know what? I understand we have a low sales tax. A week later, and it needs to be addressed, a week later, there was raises of $1,000 a month for a couple of the city division heads.
Yes. And that was wrong. I mean, I supported that vote, and that was an error. I mean, I'm glad to fess up on every vote I made that I regret, and I'm grateful there aren't a lot, but that was wrong. Now, I will tell you, my thinking was those two department heads, those two directors deserved those raises.
Mm-hmm.
They had taken on a lot of additional workload. They had done a lot of things that really weren't obvious to the community. We weren't just giving them. But we never should have done that. We shouldn't have picked out two.
Maybe the timing.
Well, I will tell you, that was not put on by staff. It wasn't supported by staff. It was, I mean, we have a rule at the city. It's not a rule, but it's an acceptable practice and not followed much anymore as far as I know, and I'm glad for that. I don't think it's a good way to make public policy, but council members can insist that something be put on the agenda. And that's how that got on the agenda. I was shocked when I saw it on there. I argued with staff. It wasn't their decision, and I shouldn't have taken it out on them. But I will tell you, they both deserve those raises, and I was not going to vote against them. But it shouldn't have ever, the question shouldn't have been asked, in my opinion. And part of it is the Brown Act. You know, we don't talk to each other. So, you know, had I given that a lot more thought in advance and known that it was coming, I mean,
the timing just wasn't.
I knew it had been talked about, and I should have been more aware. But I discovered it was really on the agenda on Thursday at 3 when I got my packet. And from that point on, I felt committed to be supportive of people who deserve that. But it's wrong. It was wrong.
At the time.
I mean, the timing was awful. Mm-hmm. And if I had it to do over again, I wish I could be more strategic so that we weren't, I mean, there was no need to treat deserving people rudely in a public meeting,
right,
or be abusive. But, you know, it was very clear to me that the timing was awful. And also, I think we need to, you know, you've heard me say this before, Carl, but our directors, while some people, you know, their salaries are high compared to some jobs, compared to the jobs they do in other places, that isn't necessarily the case. But since 2008, they have gotten 4% in wage increases, and they've paid an additional 12% of their pension. So almost all of our directors have taken a pay cut. Now, I will tell you, managers of big businesses in our community and people who oversee other public agencies, people who work at the hospital, I don't think there are very many people that have only gotten a 4% wage increase. Social Security, we had this conversation. Social Security's gone up 18% or something. I mean, it's, you know, you and I and Trish Clark had this discussion.
It's going to be 18%.
Look it up, since 2008. Little bitty increments, 10 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You've
answered this question. So here we have like 4 minutes left.
Yes.
Where do you want to go in the next 6 months if you get reelected?
I want to see all of these grand things happen in our town. I want to see progress made. I want to see the staff people who actually make things happen encouraged to make things happen. I mean, we now, you know, at a time when staff people are coming in with crazy ideas and nobody smites them. I mean, we have a council that's supportive and open-minded. We don't do everything everybody suggests, but we listen. And I think, I am going to be relentless and obnoxious in getting people one by one to love living in Reading as much as I do. We are worth it. We're worth more than we have.
We love it here, and you're absolutely right. And we've heard people leaving too. But we've heard other people, because of the way the people of Reading have pulled together, are staying.
And you know what? Awesome. Every time you hear that someone's leaving, ask them why. What don't we have? If we had one more kayak launch, if we had, what would it take to get them to stay?
That's a whole other show. Yeah. But we'll tell you what we've heard when we have our ears to the ground. Okay. And there's not enough time to talk about that right now. I'd like to end this Friday on a positive note. We want to say thank you, Francie, for bringing your passion, bringing your commitment, and having this this fortitude to make this downtown. We want to talk again about that Monday night meeting. Let's go there.
Please, please, if you know anyone who's a fire victim, if you just want to know how your city responds, open house at City Hall. I think it starts at 5. You can find out, and besides, it will open your eyes to look at ShastaReadingRecovers.org.
And this is a lot of great, great information. By the way, Monday, Kristen's going to be on, so she gets her turn in the chair. And then Barry Tippin's going to be on Tuesday.
And Kristen will be able to give you the more specifics.
And then, but Barry should be able to give us the nuts and bolts and
absolutely
how this is going forward. And I really appreciate Francie. You know, Francie, I think the biggest problem we face here in Redding is not Redding. I think it's California. Frankly, I think people see things that are happening and the taxes and all that that we have nothing to do with up here.
That's part of it. But you know what, Carl? We also have more billionaires in this state than any other state. And I think part of it is I run into people all the time who don't think we're worth it, who don't think we're worth more police officers. That
you mean in Redding?
Yeah, and we are. I mean, we, you know, for years, the speeches about Redding started with, well, we're poverty flats. And, you know, some of us haven't gotten over that. And, I mean, we live in,
that was
my opinion,
time,
we
obviously
live in God's country. I mean,
this is beautiful,
you know,
up here. Yeah. The fact that we have the growth that we're doing right now, and there's a lot of things that are happening. Stillwater put on hold, but it's still going to happen.
Yeah.
All the stuff downtown. I think just this thing with the United Airlines, even though it seems kind of
small.
Wow.
No,
it's big.
It's huge. Yeah,
it's big.
Thank you.
All of those things happening. And, dude, it is. The city council, I'd like to thank you all in all this. There's a lot of things going on, and it's interesting on where we're going to look at, what we're going to look like a year from now.
Can I give one quick plug?
Absolutely.
To Neighborhood Watch, my good friend Terry Moravec volunteers. You guys have a business watch down here. There's one person listening that doesn't have a Neighborhood Watch for their neighborhood. Go to the city of Redding. Go to the Redding Police Department, reddingpolice.org, and find out how to sign up your neighbors, because I'm going to tell you, there is nothing as effective as snoopy neighbors. I mean, appropriately snoopy neighbors.